Esther 8, Providence Inside the Limits. Yesterday we watched Haman fall. Today we learn that even after a tyrant is removed, his laws linger. In Persia, a royal edict could not be revoked. F. Daniel 6. So Esther weeps again, and the king authorizes a counter-edict. Mordecai receives the signet ring, drafts in every language, including Jewish script, and sends couriers on royal steeds across the empire. The solution is not repeal, but permission. The Jews may gather, defend, and prevail. By evening, Susa rejoices. Light, gladness, joy, and honor flood the streets. A fourfold cadence in Hebrew: Ora, Simcha, Seisun, Vikar. What we might miss: ancient Persian law prized the unchangeable. Archaeology, Persepolis tablets, confirms the multilingual bureaucracy and swift postal system Herodotus described. Esther 8 moves within those real limits. Providence does not ignore structures, it redeems through them. The new decree mirrors Haman's language: destroy, kill, annihilate, to undo his intent, a literary reversal central to the book's design. Many became Jews. Hebrew, mityahadim, a rare verb, may mean formal conversion or public alignment. The phrase, fear fell upon them, echoes Exodus 15:16 and Joshua 2:9, God's quiet dread that protects his people. Theology for exiles. Calvin noted that in Esther, God governs under a veil. Here, grace does not cancel the first decree. It overrules it with a stronger word. This anticipates the gospel: the law of sin and death met by the law of the Spirit of life, Romans 8:2, and the handwriting against us nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14. The church's public vocation, like Mordecai's robes, is dignified and visible, seeking the good of the city without surrendering identity. Hymn suggestion: God of grace and God of glory. Cross-references: Genesis 50:20, Psalm 97:11. Daniel 6, Exodus 15:16, Joshua 2:9, Romans 8:2, Colossians 2:14. Prayer, hidden God, teach us to work within limits without losing hope. Give us Mordecai's wisdom, Esther's courage, and the Spirit's power to publish your better word. Let light and gladness mark your people, and through us bring peace to our cities. Amen.